This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Willie Adames joins the show on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Willie, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, guys. All good, man. Just happy to be here with you guys. Thank you for having me here. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, man. You're a breath of fresh air on so many levels, and we haven't even seen you play baseball yet, but I wonder if you could just share with our audience your first impressions of what is, at least at the big league level, this is your third franchise. What are you noticing at this point in your career that maybe is different about being a Giant?
There's just so much history here. I feel like, you know, to put this Giant uniform on, it's just like, you know, that you're representing something great, you know, something bigger than we as, you know, as a player. It's more, you know, it's a lot of history here. You know, the city of San Francisco, they embrace the Giant in a huge way. And I think, you know, there's a difference there when you put this uniform. It's just like it's a different feeling. So, like, you know, I'm very excited to take the field and, you know, just to be there in San Francisco for many years. And hopefully we can accomplish the goal. Not one time, but, like, hopefully a few times.
Oh, yeah, we're counting on a few times, Willie. And that'd be cool. I mean, if we could get more than one. And I want to ask you about the free agent process because, you know, you had your choice to go out there and your pick of the litter, and you met with Buster Posey, a guy who actually did do it more than once. He actually got three of them done here in the city. What was it about Buster, this team, this franchise that made you so attracted to it?
I think it was mainly Buster, you know, because, I mean, when you have a guy like Buster running an organization, you know that he knows what it takes to win, you know. He did it, like you say, multiple times, and him leading the organization is like what made me be like, okay, if I have a guy like Puzzy running the team, like, I want to be part of whatever he's going to build there, because I know he's going to bring the right pieces. He's going to build something great because he's a winner. So he's going to do whatever it takes to win. And I wanted to be part of that. And I think that was the main conversation when we started to talk during the off season. And I, you know, when I was talking to him, I asked him, I said, like, what are your plans? Or like, what are your plans to do in San Francisco? It's like, to keep winning, you know, like, I'm a winner. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And I was like, man, like, if your plan is to build something great, like, sign me up. I want to be part of that.
Willie Adames with us here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Willie, does leadership come naturally to you?
I think so, man. I mean, I've never been like, oh, I want to be the leader of a team. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, I just go out there and compete every day. I handle my business. I work the right way, and, you know, and I try to help my teammates. And I guess, you know, I guess if you call that leadership, then that's who I am. And I feel like when you're forced to do something, it's not who you are. So, like, because you're forcing it. So for me, like, I don't try to force anything. I just try to let everything be and obviously lead by example and do the work the right way. And I think that's because I do work like that. That's why people thinks that they think that I'm a leader.
Yeah, and the reason I ask, and I'm not trying to make you blush here because I've never met you, but man, people around the game cannot stop talking about what a great dude you are and what a presence you are in the locker room. So my question is, how do you go about sort of taking that leadership role when you're also the new guy?
I mean, it's easier when you have guys like Choppy and Webby and Logan and, you know, and Robbie Ray, Verlander. Like a lot of the young guys, from what I've seen so far, like, you know, they work hard and they have an ethic. So like, it's easier to come to an environment like that and just like try to fill in and, you know, fit. And I feel like, you know, like just being around Choppy and Webby so far, it's been easy to communicate with them and like just to try to, you know, see what they're thinking and what they've done the last few years here and how they run things here. You know, obviously we're trying to build a culture of like, you know, winning and obviously hard working. So like, I think the connection is there. And for me, like, when you have guys like that that are like in the same page as you, it's like it's easy to come in and just be yourself.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about Chappie and Willie now on the left side. And, you know, Chappie last year played in 150-something games, and I'm looking at your numbers, and you played in 161, and I won't ask you what happened for that one game because nobody plays all the games. But how much are you looking forward to the Chappie and Willie show on the left side literally every game?
I mean, I'm really excited for that. We already, you know, talk about it. We say we wanted to play 162, obviously. But for me last year, like, that was my goal. You know, I wanted to play 162. But, you know, they were, like, bugging me for, like, you know, to take an off day since, like, June. And I was like, man, like, you know, I was, like, having a lot of conversations with the manager. And I was like, I don't want to take no day off, you know. Like, I'm here to play every day. Like, I want to be out there every day. And it was like a... Oh, some hard conversations sometimes, and I was like, and then like I think around like September, like mid August, September almost, I told Murphy, my former manager, I told him, I say, look, I'm gonna give you the day off after we clinch the division. So like after we clinch the division, then the next day he was like, we were celebrating. He was like, so what are you gonna do tomorrow? Are you gonna play or what? And I was like, well, I already gave you my word, but if you want me to play, I play. He was like, no, you crazy, you off tomorrow. And that's why I played 161 last year. But this year is a different story. Choppy and I, we want to play 162, so we're going to be out there competing every day.
Even after you clinch,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got to do it, man. We got to continue to be, you know, to get ready for the postseason after that.
Well, you know what? I mean, that leads to a question, Willie. I know you feel this. Like, the fan bases around baseball are looking at this going like, well, no one's competing with the Dodgers. But I know you're a competitor. I bet you guys look at it very differently. How do you view what's going on in the National League West?
I mean, there's obviously, this is, from my point of view, this is the hardest division in baseball right now. But, you know, like, I want to say, like, the thing that we have in the clubhouse is just, like, we have to play the right baseball. You have to play small ball, take advantage of every opportunity that we can take. And just, like, you know, try to beat ourselves, not trying to worry about, like, you know, the Dodgers or, like, San Diego or the D-backs, whatever. We got to focus on winning tonight, you know, have that mentality of, like, worrying about today. Then we worry about tomorrow, the next day. But we have to, you know, take care of business today, and then we worry about the future in the future. So I think the mentality for this year is just like, let's play today, let's be present, let's try to take care of business today, and then we worry about tomorrow. So I think for me, that's the right mentality to have, because it's going to be a tough year, but, you know, we're competitive. We're going to be out there and, you know, just competing and try to win the division.
Yeah, and you talk about competing, and if it's, you know, you and Chappie on the left side and a pitching staff of Webby and Verlander and Harrison and Robbie Ray, does that give you a sense of an edge that maybe other teams don't have with the pitching and the defense?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when you have a really good defense and a pitching staff that, like the one we have, I think that gives you an advantage, you know, when you have those two combined, and then, you know, you know, our lineup is really good too. We have a lot of young players that are really talented, And when you combine those three things, I think, you know, we could do something special that nobody's suspecting us to do. So, like, I think the expectation for us is just, you know, no expectation. You know, just go out there and compete and let it be.
Willie Adames is joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Willie, why did you wear 27 in Milwaukee, and why are you wearing number 2 here in San Francisco?
So in Milwaukee, Carlos Gomez, he was number 27 there. So when I got traded there, he was like, he wanted me to wear number 27 because of him. He's like, we from the same town in the Dominican. He's like a big brother to me. I'm actually going to meet with him now. He's coming to my house. But he wanted me to wear number 27, and the club either in Milwaukee, he's like, I think it would match because the fans in Milwaukee love Carlos because he had a lot of energy. He always played hard, whatever. And they thought that would match me. And I was, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Cause like in Tampa, when Carlos signed with Tampa in 2018, I was going to wear number 27. I had it because that was my second year on the 40-man roster. So I was number 27, and he asked me if I could give it to him in Tampa. So I gave him number 27. And then when I got traded to Milwaukee, he was like, you should wear number 27 because, you know, I took it from you in Tampa, and I think it would be a really cool story if you wear it here in Milwaukee now because, you know, it would kind of like match what I did in Milwaukee. In terms of personality wise and like, you know, fans like loving Carlos the way he played with a lot of energy. And that's why that's the reason why I wore number 27 in Milwaukee. And now here I'm wearing number 2 because my idol Derek Jeter was number 2. And that's also my favorite number.
Nice. And 27 is occupied forever by Juan Marichal. So that wouldn't actually be available, but I love the fact that you're wearing number 2, and I can't help but wonder about you coming here to Oracle Park and thinking about how you've done here, because I was looking at some of your numbers, and it looks like, Willie, you've been pretty comfortable here as a hitter. Are you at all daunted or intimidated by this gigantic ballpark you're coming to?
Not really, man. Not really. I really don't worry about, like, ballparks, because I'm like, you know, if I see the ball good, I'm good. You know, like, I don't care if it's big or not. Like, if it's big, just hit a lot of doubles, you know, like, hit a lot of triples, you know, score a lot of runs. And then, you know, don't worry about the homers. Whenever they go out, they go out. But I feel the main thing for me is just, like, feeling comfortable at a stadium. Not about, like, okay, I could hit, like, 40 homers here. Like, I don't worry about that. If that happens, it would be great. You know, it would be amazing. But, like, we're not worried about stuff like that. At least myself, I'm not worried about that stuff.
Willie, obviously you've met with the media. Now you're in Arizona. So I don't know to what level you've gotten a sense of the fan base in San Francisco yet. But this group has really been looking for a star for a few years now. They're really thirsty for that. And so I wonder how that lands with you, especially because of the contract, the stats, the name value. Everyone's really hoping that you're going to be it. So how does that feel? How do you receive that?
I think that's amazing. That's like a motivation for me, you know, just to like...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Just to show them, like my personality, my talent, obviously on the field. Like, I just want them to embrace me how I'm going to embrace them. And obviously, you know, I want them to expect from me just being out there every day, giving my 100%. You know, like if I become a superstar there, it'd be great. But I want them to expect from me just going out there, playing hard every day and trying to win some ball games, right? And also hopefully accomplish the goal, which is win a few championships.
And I think that fans out here are already so excited about you joining and Jung-Hoo Lee coming back and, of course, Webby being here and Verlander and Chappie and Bailey and all the rest of it. I don't know if you know this, but the last Giant to hit 30 home runs in a season was Barry Bonds. And you're coming off a year where you hit more than 30, so Can you break the streak for us, Willie? Can you get us 30 home runs?
That's the goal. That's what we want. Hopefully it's not just me, but like hopefully we got Ramos, Chappie, and some of the guys I think they could do that too. So it'd be really special if it's not just me, but it would be like a few of us. So like that's one of the goals for this year. So hopefully we can, you know, achieve that. I mean, we're gonna try and obviously be there competing, but I won not just me, but a few of the guys do that.
Willie, I got a few fun ones with you before we let you go. First of all, how is Logan Webb's self-esteem after you took him way over the fence the other day?
Man, nah, he's okay. He knows now that he doesn't have to worry about it during the regular season, so he knows in live EPs that doesn't count, so he's good.
Okay.
He's in a good position.
All right, that's good. That's a relief, Willie. Okay, and then after your years in Milwaukee, I need to ask you, when the sausage race was happening, who did you root for? The brat, the chorizo, the hot dog, the Italian, or the Polish?
So I was like, you know, in between of the Italian and the hot dog, you know, it was just like, let me see what I'm feeling today. Or I either go to the hot dog or the Italian. So like it was one or the other. But like those two were like my favorite.
Those are your favorites. Okay. Did you know that the Italian sausage right now, it won the most races last year, Willie?
Wow. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was there for every game. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Italian, then Polish, then hot dog. Those were the top three last year.
Okay, good. So that I have one, the first place.
Exactly. and then while we're on food, what is your absolute favorite meal? If someone said, "Hey, it's your birthday, what do you want tonight? What are we doing?"
Well, then it would be my mom's food, man. Like she make a Dominican dish. We call it pastelón. It's like sweet plantain smashed, right, with ground meat, and then smashed plantains again, then a lot of cheese on top. So it's kind of like a lasagna, but like with plantains. It'll be that with like chicken and like rice with corn.
You had me at a lot of cheese on top.
Exactly.
<I know. laughs>
Yeah. Has anyone talked to you about food in San Francisco? Very different vibe than what you're describing, but also a very big part of the culture here.
No, nobody. Everybody talked to me about like the food there being great, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to the most, right? After, you know, besides playing baseball, like I'm looking forward to embrace the culture, to like, you know, be in the city, like trying different food, like different restaurants and stuff like that. Cause I'm a foodie, man. I love food. So I'm looking forward to being in the city, you know, going to restaurants and stuff.
Willie, you're a delight to talk to, man. Well, welcome to the San Francisco Giants. We're really looking forward to watching you play ball.
Sounds good, man. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to, you know, to start the season and, you know, get the boys rolling.
Beautiful, man. Best of luck and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, okay. Willie. All right. Willie Adames, San Francisco Giants.
Dude, Willie Adames, fan favorite.
Come on,
Willie
dog.
Adames.
Come on.